This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. It is 9 o'clock at night. You are in the middle of a plumbing repair, and you find you need another plumbing fitting. The big box stores are closed. Delivery service is a day or two away. What do you do? If you're in Victoria, Kansas, you call Jim. He'll come open the store so you can get the part you need. This is an actual example of the kind of customer service which helps sustain this store in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Jim and Becky Scheck are the owners of Victoria Lumber in Victoria, Kansas. Jim grew up in the area and worked at a manufacturing plant in Hayes until that company relocated. He then farmed and worked in the oil field. In 1983, a neighboring landowner asked Jim if he would want to work part-time at Victoria Lumber, the local hardware store and lumber yard. Jim took the job. Within 6 months, he was working there full-time. He started as a yard man, then worked at fixing screens, and then moved up to become a bookkeeper. "It gave me a good overview of the entire business," he said. Victoria Lumber Company was founded in 1952. In 2006, after the previous owner became ill, Jim and Becky purchased the business. Today, Victoria Lumber Company is a full-service lumber yard and hardware store, offering plumbing and electrical supplies and repairs and more for customers from the homeowner to the contractor. Jim and wife Becky have 4 children. Their oldest daughter and her husband are teachers in Victoria. Their oldest son is with the Dodge City School District. Son Justin farms and works in the oil field. Youngest son Jared is working at Victoria Lumber with Jim. In 2017, the store went through a complete remodel, expansion, and new roof installation. The retail space now includes 4,500 square feet under roof with multiple outside storage sheds. Victoria is a rural community of 1,077 people. Now that's rural. It's located about 10 miles from Hayes, which has an extensive retail district and national franchise stores. How does an independent store compete? Customer service, Jim said. In addition to the store's extensive inventory, Victoria Lumber does plumbing work, repairs windows and screens, installs hot water heaters, and more. "We stock a lot of items," Jim said. "The service end of it keeps customers coming back," he said. "I get calls after hours," Jim said. "I only live half a block from the store, so I can go down and let someone in," he said. That's a far cry from having to call 1-800-XYZ for customer service from overseas. "This family is very community-minded," said Stacy Campbell, the Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent for the K-State Research and Extension Cottonwood District in Hayes. "They support the 4-H premium sale each year and are very supportive of donating to the city and county," he said. "Anytime there's something going on in the community, we try to support it," Jim said. "We've had a float in the homecoming parade every year, and we donate things for the school and the church," he said. "Victoria is a very clean community," Jim said. "There are very few buildings in disrepair here." Inflation and supply chain issues have been major challenges for all those in the building industry, including Victoria Lumber Company. "It's taking 4 months to get windows," Jim said. "A roll of copper wire, which used to be $50 to $55, is now costing $202," he said. Jim enjoys customer interaction. "I enjoy working with contractors," he said. "If you don't support your local business community, you're not going to have a community," he said. For more information on the business, see Victoria Lumber Company on Facebook. That is, go to Facebook and search for Victoria Lumber Company. It's 9 o'clock at night. You're in the middle of a plumbing repair and don't have the part that you need. But if you're in Victoria, you can call Jim Scheck for help. We salute Jim and Becky and Jared Scheck for making a difference with small business development and local customer service. When you get in a pinch, it's a great relief to know you can call Jim. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.